If you have not been prepping already, well, it might be a little too late to start now should there be an emergency or a lockdown. Hi guys, welcome to the live show podcast where I talk about life. So today I want to talk about prepping. And if we haven't learned from last year, back in March, once COVID, the coronavirus hit us and we all had to go into lockdown, a lot of people panic, and we saw a lot of people in the stores fighting over toilet paper and water, and we kind of don't want to repeat the same thing all over again, and that should have been a warning that we need to get ready. So in case of an emergency, we don't have to. And I think this would be the perfect example of getting ready now, because the future is not looking too great, and we can't really tell how many days we need to prep for. However, you do want to have enough supplies to at least hold you over for a week or even a month. So, I understand, on the other hand, not everyone can afford to buy a large amount of food or medical supplies, and due to financial reasons, and even not having enough storage space to put, the extra item. And some people are living paycheck to paycheck, so that's going to be a different issue that we have to deal with. But take, for example, African Americans. This is extremely troubling because we live in one of the richest nations in the world, yet you have African American household at the bottom of the barrel, and African American income in comparison to the rest of society is at the bottom, which is something that is troubling. The average American household, according to research, does not have $200 in cash available to deal with any financial crisis, such as this pandemic, and even food banks across the US are struggling to keep up, with the high demands. And the food banks are warning of a nationwide meal shortage within the next 12 months. And this was given back in 2020, when they were kind of sounding the alarm that there's going to be an extreme food shortage coming. Then also you have nearly 17 million Americans that have filed for unemployment. So there is like a historic level of unemployment, and which means that low-income families in particular will suffer the most. So, what do we stock up on as far as emergency supplies? Well, according to the Center for Disease Control, here are 21 items to start off with. So, the 21 items that you should try to have available at all times in case of an emergency. And they're not in any particular order, but number one for sure is water. And according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control, you need to have at least 1 gallon of water per person per day. Then you need to have food, non-perishable items such as canned goods, which are easy to prepare. Then you also need to have, number three is flashlight. And also number four, you need to have batteries for the flashlight or battery powered hand, like a one of those emergency radio where you can use your hand to kind of crank it up. Number six, you need to have a first aid kit. Number seven, medication. This is very important, especially if you depend on your medication, on a daily basis. Number eight, a multi-purpose supply of like duct tape or matches. Number nine, sanitation or personal hygiene items. Number 10, copies of important documents. Number 11, a cell phone with a charger available. Number 12, a family disaster plan, meaning just make sure everyone know in the family in case of an emergency where you're gonna meet up, where things are and what needs to happen. Number 13, extra cash on hand, because in an emergency situation, the banks may be not the ATMs may not be working, and definitely the banks are not going to be open. So you all always want to make sure you have some type of cash on hand. Number 14, emergency blankets or sleeping bags. Number 15, maps of the area, or just know the area you're gonna be going to. Number 16, specific medical supplies. Number 17, baby supplies. This is also extremely important. We need to have baby formulas, baby food, diapers. Number 18, games and activity for children to keep them busy. Number 19, pet supplies if you're a pet owner, you do need to have pet supplies, extra pet supplies. Number 20, a two-way radio. And last but not least, number 21, which is an extra set of car keys or house keys. So these are the 21 items that you should have in case of an emergency, and according to the CDC. Okay, and that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time.